Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the U.S. population over the last decade grew at the slowest rate since the 1930s. The Census Bureau reported on Monday a remarkable slackening that was driven by a slowdown in immigration and a declining birth rate. The Bureau also reported changes to the nation's political map, the long-running trend of the South and the West gaining population, and the congressional representation that comes with it, at the expense of the Northeast and the Midwest, continued with Texas gaining 2 seats and Florida 1, and New York and Ohio each losing 1. California, long a leader in population growth, lost a seat for the first time in its history. The data, of course, used to reapportion seats in the Congress. There's a lot to talk about here, Alan. Let's react to the census on a national level first.
Well, let's think about this for a second. We know that Donald Trump didn't want anybody into this country that he could keep out, because the fear on the part of the Republicans were, as things were going to be growing, the Democratic numbers in the United States would be growing too. So, you know, you don't have to be Einstein to figure this out. This is something that we know was happening. For example, there was that question as to whether you were a citizen that Trump wanted on the census questionnaire. He didn't get it. But the fact is, we saw naked truth that this is what the Republicans in this country wanted to keep people out. We know that the majority in this country is getting to be, if not there, Black and Latino and poor. And that amalgam is a death knell for the Republicans. So now you get the census. And the census is, of course, political, because decisions have to be made as to what questions. So in New York, if 89 people or something like that, I don't remember the exact number, had answered the doorbell, New York would not have lost a congressman. But they did. And, of course, that'll give the Independent Redistricting Commission in New York the ability to knock out one more district, which will probably be a Republican district one way or the other. So there'll be a change in the way that it's done. Look, the census is political, because every time a decision is made, somebody wins and somebody loses. In the case of the census, it's a zero-sum game. Some gain, some lose. This is not good news for New York, and it is good news for the Republicans, where they are in control of many of the state legislatures who are going to make the decision to keep their states red just by the way in which they apportion or redistrict. So it goes a long way around. We're all going to be watching it, but I think that the results are sort of inevitable.
How accurate was it?
I don't think it was accurate. I mean, look, you know, if you have 80-something people in New York who, if they had answered the doorbell, you wouldn't have lost the congressman. Now, think about that for a second. The idea that you would open a door, especially during what we could only call the Ice Age, a little bit of a pun, sorry about that, because it's not that funny. In other words, people will be not answering the door who should be counted in the census. And we're talking about a lot of people as a result of what we have seen with ICE and the way that they have been hounding people who are here, either legally or illegally. So is it accurate? It is absolutely not accurate.
The new census numbers, of course, shift political power south to Republican strongholds, not from the Washington Post this morning. But if you look at the details, you look closer, just because more people are moving, let's say, from the Northeast to Florida, doesn't mean that's Republicans in one whole group.
This is a tough one, David. You don't really know. In some cases, people who were Democrats in Brooklyn move to Long Island and become Republicans. You know, you take on the composition of what you're going to rather than what you may have left. However, there's a lot of changes there. Long Island has experienced its own changes, for example, in New York State, with Democrats running the government in many cases. And then you take a place like Texas. Everybody's going to Texas. And yet, Texas has been showing signs of getting closer to the Democratic model. It's not there yet, but it may well be there. It may get there. And when you see where the population is growing in places like Austin and some of the other places where Democrats are more likely to get elected, you see the changes in the air.
And how does the numbers, and for example, in New York, losing a seat impact politicians? The chair of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, in a statement blaming the population shift on what he says is the failed leadership of Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's been in office for 10 years. So they're going to use it to try to get at the governor.
So what's new? I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans are after Cuomo right now. We could spend a lot of time as to whether or not what they have is sufficient to unseat him or get him out of there. I don't think so, based on what I'm I'm seeing, and this is not coming from a Cuomo fan, as some people might allege. It's just the way that I see the lines drawn here. Look, if they get rid of Cuomo through impeachment, which I think is unlikely because I don't think Speaker Hastie, who's the guy who's going to have to pull the political trigger, will go for it. Andrea Stewart Cousins in the Senate certainly would. And if he survives, I believe he's going to run again. So we'll see. But in any case, Andrew Cuomo is the big issue on the New York stage right now. But of course, David, you can say New York has lost a member of Congress and that people have gone to Florida where it's warmer or retired. Remember that what's interesting here is that the United States population is not really growing. And that is the desired effect, I believe, of the Republican Party. I think that's what they want. They don't want it to grow because if it grows away from them and towards the Democrats. The numbers are what they are, but they're as damning in Illinois as they are in New York State. They lost also, just like New York has lost. This is not the tale of a single governor.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok.
Thank you, David, and thank you for all you do. I know it's Tuesday, and Tuesday comes after Monday, and it's a day before Wednesday. And as we get further into the week, we get more tired.
Looking forward to Friday.
Yeah, but then comes Monday.
But not before Saturday and Sunday.